Today, there were clashes and violence during Kenya's rerun of its presidential elections. The results of a vote in August were nullified by the Supreme Court, and today, large sections of the country did vote again. But opposition strongholds, including Kenya's third largest city, were paralyzed by protests. NPR's Eder Peralta reports.
I find Wilhelmina Bati walking solemnly out of a polling center in Nairobi's Kibera slum. They told her she could not vote here because her precinct was down the street, at a place opposition supporters had barricaded with boulders.
What made you decide to come out and vote?
Because it's my right. And we know those who can take this country ahead.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga first dropped out of the second presidential race and then called for a boycott, saying he was sure the elections would be rigged. It's thrown the country into political crisis. A top electoral official fled to the United States, saying elections could not be free and fair. The Supreme Court failed to decide some key cases because they couldn't get enough judges to show up. And all of that came to a head today at the polls. Wilhelmina Bati says she hopes something good comes out of all this bad. But she also wants this to be over.
Everything is stuck. We have children who are doing exams right now. We have business people. We have shops. People cannot move. So we just wish this could go on, so that we get over it.
But just down the street, this part of the capital city is under siege. Police battling to keep protesters out of one polling place.
Election materials have had to be brought in under police escorts. Some of the workers have been covering their faces because they don't want anybody to know that they're doing this. They're afraid for their safety.
Eric Chacha, one of the protesters, says he's just tired of the government looking out for only two tribes.
We are ready to defend our constitutional right, even right now or tomorrow or another day.
At least two people were killed across the country and dozens were injured. In some parts, it got so bad voting was suspended. And officials say they will try to reopen polls on Saturday. President Uhuru Kenyatta cast his ballot in central Kenya. He said voting had gone well, and then he said Kenya had to address its biggest problem, tribalism.
We cannot achieve our goals if we continue to embark on tribalistic politics.
But outside a functioning polling station in downtown Nairobi, I find that may not be so easy. Chukwuti Ebono says he came out to preach peace.
We can settle the issue with dialogue, not by fighting. So I'm trying to preach also about xenophobia, tribalism.
Are you happy?
In our nation. Yeah, I'm very happy. But I'm not happy that my brothers are fighting each other.
The man who interrupted him was angry. Justice Maina Giritu says the opposition just wants to redistribute land and take power from the Kikuyus, the tribe that he says built this country.
Yeah, let them go to hell if no peace. They go to hell, I'm saying.
By nightfall, police were still battling with protesters. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.